Let's stay at the court. The Helen Suzman Foundation has launched an urgent application before the High Court in Pretoria, requesting the reasons about why the National Prisons Commissioner, Arthur Fraser, decided to place former President Jacob Zuma on medical parole. So Fraser missed the deadline to submit his reasons to the foundation yesterday. The foundation also requesting the court to review and set aside Fraser's decision, as well as an order refusing to grant Zuma's application for medical parole. Remember last week, Fraser saying in that SABC interview that the Medical Parole Advisory Board did not approve parole for Zuma and that he overruled the decision. So let's speak now to the legal counselor for the Helen Suzman Foundation, Anton van Dulsen. Anton, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. So Arthur Fraser missed the deadline yesterday to submit his reasons. Have you heard from the department at all on this or from him?
We have had no response from the department, even though the National Commissioner said last week in a press interview that he would be happy to provide reasons for whoever asked for them.
So what exactly are you going to court to achieve? What are some of the prayers that you are looking for here?
Well, it's against the background of both statement by the Department of Correctional Services and press interviews by the National Commissioner. It seems clear to us that the legislative and regulatory requirements for medical parole were not followed, and we are going to court for two reasons. One, to get a full record of the decision, in other words, the documents and the decisions that were made, to make it clear to us exactly what happened there and what process was followed. And then in the second place, this does show that there was an unlawful decision made against all these regulations and legislation. Then we will ask the court to review the decision and to set it aside.
Anton, to be clear, is this different to the legal challenge brought by the Democratic Alliance?
We're proceeding completely separately from the Democratic Alliance. I actually haven't been through their papers in any great detail, so you know, for all intents and purposes, one must see these two as separate initiatives.
Okay. Anton, thank you so much for explaining that to us. Anton van Dulsen's the legal counselor for the Helen Suzman Foundation. So they have now launched an urgent application before the High Court in Pretoria requesting the reasons. And I think a lot of people want to know the reasons why exactly Arthur Fraser decided to place former President Jacob Zuma on medical parole.